know your buyer, have a relationship or a good referral. If you don't, it's going to be hard. Don't go with the prettiest number out there or the highest number. Look, somebody buys it cash, I'd rather take less money if somebody's going to buy it cash than if somebody's going to get a loan.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hey, everybody. This is Javier Hinojo. I am doing this video for you guys here on YouTube so I can explain the difference between wholesaling a single family house and wholesaling an apartment building. I'm actually in beautiful Cabo. As you can see, it is not so beautiful right now because it's raining. Well, it is beautiful still because it's still a nice, beautiful beach, but it's raining. So what can I do? I said, hey, these last couple of days, I got a couple of messages about wholesaling apartment buildings, right? And kind of how do you do it? What do you look for? What's the difference when you wholesale a single family house and wholesale an apartment building? Let me back up. What is a wholesale? So basically a wholesale is when you ask on a single family, you talk to the seller and you say, Mr. Seller, I'm gonna buy your property for $100,000. They sign the contract and that contract states that it's assignable. Basically means you can assign or sell that contract to anybody else for a fee, right? If you want to charge a fee. So you have the contract with the seller for $100,000, okay? And then what you do, you grab that contract and you sell it to an investor for say $120,000, right? So for a $20,000 spread, they say, hey, here's my contract for $20,000 actually. And they're gonna pay at closing $120,000, right? So at closing, they bring $120,000, $100,000 goes to the seller, and then $20,000 goes to you. All you're doing is assigning a contract. Hey guys, when you're doing a video, when editing my video, like I want like numbers, right? Like $20,000, $100,000, whatever. So just make sure you understand, okay? I wanna make sure that it's making sense, okay? Let's continue. All right, so I'll run that again. You get a contract for $100,000 with the seller, okay? And then you assign the contract to an investor or a buyer for $20,000 or whatever you can get, right? The more the better. At closing, the buyer brings $120,000. $100,000 goes to the seller, okay? $20,000 goes in your pocket. So that's basically what a wholesale is. With an apartment building, you do the exact same thing, right? But now maybe this time it might be $1 million, right? Or $2 million or $5 million, whatever. So let's say it's $1 million. You got a contract for $1 million to buy an apartment building, okay? And you find yourself a buyer that will pay you, say, $100,000 assignment fee for that contract. So they're gonna give you $100,000 assignment fee for that contract. So when you go to closing, the buyer brings $1,100,000, $1 million goes to the seller, and $100,000 goes in your pocket, okay? Now, what's the biggest difference, right? The biggest difference is you can get a contract for a single family house today, and in 7 to 10 days, money's in your pocket because you closed the deal, okay? The deal has been closed very quickly. With an apartment building, you have a 20 unit apartment building for $1 million, right? It's not gonna close in 7 days. It's not gonna close in 2 weeks, all right? It's just not gonna close. There's a lot of due diligence to do in an apartment building, right? Especially if it's a bigger one, a 200 unit, right? There's a lot of inspections. There's probably lenders involved. It can take 90 to 120 days, okay? Just keep that in mind. That it can take 90 to 120 days for the end buyer to close on that deal. So the biggest thing you need to do is make sure you have enough extensions on your contract, okay? Make sure you have extensions, right? If you have hard money being due that you have to pay, make sure your buyer is aware of that so they pay that hard money, okay? Give your buyer enough time to do his due diligence. Give him time. Okay, you don't want to cut his time short. Now, you don't want to give him forever, right? I say, if it's a 20 unit, 2 to 4 weeks is plenty. Like, you need to move your ass. You need to move your ass. If you got 2 weeks and you got a 20 unit, you can do that shit in 2 weeks. Okay, move your ass, wherever you're from, get out there, do your due diligence, okay? Now, that's the due diligence. Now, you'll know if you want to buy it or not. Right now, the bank might take another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right, to kind of approve the loan, 30 days, 45 days, depends on your bank, depends on the buyer, right? The buyer's bank, buyer's credentials, buyer's financeability. I don't even know that's a damn word, but whatever. Okay, so very important, right? I keep saying depends on the buyer, depends on the buyer, depends on the buyer. Single family, close pretty quickly, and you still have issues, okay, with single family. Apartment buildings, you gotta know your buyer, right? You gotta know them personally, or you have to be a great referral. And if you don't have either one of those, make sure you vet them where they've actually closed properties in the past, right? Don't get the highest assignment fee from someone who's brand new. I'm sorry, you guys that wanna buy my deals that are brand new, I'm sorry. It's kind of hard because you're not proven yet, right? Hey, unless you're in my mastermind or one of my masterminds, one of my meetups, I've met you and I know you, I'll give you a break, right? For sure. I'm gonna give you all the help from me. But if I don't know you, right, only through email, it's kind of hard for us to have that relationship where I can trust that you're gonna close, you're gonna come through, especially if you're brand new, right? Especially if it's a $1 million project and you gotta go raise 300K and you got no money, right? You gotta go find somebody to sponsor your loan, somebody to sign your loan, somebody with experience, and all you're doing is bringing a deal. It's kind of hard, right? Because now I got to meet everybody. Who's the team that's going to buy this apartment building so I can make sure they can close? That's the biggest thing, okay? You got to make sure that those end buyer can actually close on your deal, because what's going to happen is, like I said before, you got to give time to that buyer to do their due diligence, because even me as a buyer, I don't want to buy a bad deal. I'll walk away from it. So give them enough time to do the due diligence, but enough time to work. If they can't buy it or they can't get a loan commitment, you have one or two backup offers right away because you still have enough time on your contract. Remember earlier, I said, make sure you get enough time, enough extensions on your contracts. Very important, because the first buyer might take 2 weeks, 30 days, backs out, while you grab your second or third backup offer and say, hey, first guy couldn't perform, is yours now, right? You got 2 weeks due diligence or 3 weeks due diligence, right? You gotta be aware of your time frame, your timeline on your contract with the seller, so you don't actually get in a tight spot, right? You don't run out of time. Because what you don't want is a buyer to drag it out for 90 days, they back out, and your contract's 100 days. There's no way you're gonna sell it in those 10 days. It's just no way. Right? And hopefully your seller's not pissed off that you just wasted 90 days. You grab another buyer, he's gonna need another 90 days, 60 to 90 days, 120 days, depends on the asset, to close. So these things take a long time to close. 90 days, 120 days, it can be as quick as 60 days, right? I've seen 60 days, but usually it's about 90, okay? That's just the way it is with wholesaling apartment buildings. You're gonna make a lot of money, but it's gonna be a lot slower, right? Unless you got good deal flow, it'll be pretty quick, but you gotta remember, it's not like single family. It's not like every 2 weeks you can close, every 30 days. Some of these actually take 6 months. Like, we don't get the financials or all the documents from the seller. So you have like 3 months, it's been 5 months, it's been 7 months, and you haven't even started a closing process because you can't even get the bank, the financials to start your loan, right? So it's a different animal. The process is pretty much the same, but a couple of key points, okay? A couple of key points that I'm gonna tell you guys. Number one is get a really good contract. You have room to extend in case your buyers fall through. You need to go through one or two or three buyers before that you close on that. Good contract, you can extend it, okay? Number two, know your buyer, right? Know your buyer, have a relationship or a good referral. If you don't, it's gonna be hard. Don't go with the prettiest number out there or the highest number. Look, somebody buys it cash, I'd rather take less money if somebody's gonna buy it cash than if somebody's gonna get a loan, because it's, more likely that the cash guy is going to close. When I say guy, is gender neutral. Guys means that, like, guys and girls, okay? So what else? And number three is, if you are thinking about buying this project, maybe it's a good deal, go ahead and do the due diligence alongside your current buyer. In case he backs away, you step right in and you buy the project, okay? Very important. That's also an option, right? You can kind of come along with it, and all depends on the relationship you have with the seller, right? Sometimes you can add another 30 days, jump in there, throw them some extra money, you know, whatever you got to do to stay, keep the deal alive, okay? And one of the last tips that I will give you, even in single family or multifamily, especially in multifamily and commercial, make sure you're involved in the process on how your buyer's coming along. Hey, you do your inspections. How do they look? Hey, you got your term sheet. Basically, that means like the loan pre-qualification, right? Like, this is what the loan will look like. Hey, you got your term sheet. Great. Okay. Hey, what is the bank saying? Hey, you got your appraisal. Hey, do you got your loan commitment letter? That's when the, and you get the official letter that's like, you know, a whole bunch of pages that breaks it down. A term sheet is like one sheet, one or two sheets that just gives you a big picture, right? And then the loan commitment letter is the actual loan package per se, right? It has all the details. So you got to make sure you're following along with your, with the end buyer to make sure that the closing is going to go smoothly. Now, collect information, right? If you can negotiate this with the buyer, say, hey, look, I'm going to sell it to you. You're a brand new buyer, or I don't know you, whatever it is. All your due diligence, like your inspection, I need a copy. If you get your own appraisal, I need a copy. All the pictures you take, I need a copy. That'll be part of our contract, just in case that buyer decides to fall off, you have those documents that you're in your contract able to share with the new buyer. Or if you decide to buy it, you have some information, right? Like maybe they scoped the line. They spent $5,000 to scope the lines, the plumbing lines from the building into the street, right? That could be very expensive, right? That could cost you $5,000, $3,000, $7,000. Get those reports. You say, hey, I'm gonna sell you this contract, but I need these reports in case, for whatever reason, you can't perform. I have these documentation so I can perform, because I'm gonna buy it if you don't buy it, or I have my backup offer and it'll speed things along. If they say no, skip them, go to the next buyer, okay? Because I would do it. I'm like, yeah, I'll share my due diligence, I'll share my inspections, I'll share everything with you if I decide not to buy it, because hey, I want you to bring me more deals. I don't wanna be a pain in the ass buyer, because I know that you're gonna have deal flow. So that's just where I would come as a buyer, right? And as a seller of a wholesaler, right, of apartment buildings, right? I would like that relationship with my buyer. Maybe that deal doesn't work for him, but he can't screw me where I lose my deal. I don't make any money, right? Give me some documents so I can give to the new buyer. At the same time, I appreciate that good faith between us. When I get a new deal, everything went smooth. Hey, let's see if this one works for you, right? This one might work for this guy. Let's give it another shot. I will definitely give them another shot if they play nice, right? For the most part, everybody's been super chill. Everybody we wholesale apartment to has been awesome, right? We really haven't had any issues. Why? Because we gotta cover our ass, right? We got a couple of different steps. And you know what, guys? And sometimes everything goes smooth, and a few weeks before closing, something happens. Right? It's always going to happen. Well, not always, but it's going to happen every once in a while. That's really out of everybody's control. Okay. Some last thing that's last minute, didn't get ordered. I don't know, some phase one inspection, environmental inspection, they're just late. It's late. Everything's going great. 2 weeks before closing, like there's something wrong with the property, right? There's like dinosaur bones in the back or something like that. Right. And you can't close on it because now it's going to be $300,000-$400,000 you know, fix it, and the seller won't come down on price, and it throws the whole deal off. It will happen sometimes. So don't feel bad about it. Just get good enough deal flow. So you're not inviting one girl to the prom, right? I am not being gender neutral now, but you invite five pretty girls and one of them says no, then you have four more you're asking, right? Or if all five say maybe, well, you have more options, right? Why the hell did I even use that example? I don't know, but I don't even dance. Anyway, so that's a quick tip on how to wholesale apartment buildings, or just a little bit the difference between single family and multifamily. You can make a lot of money on both. Single family, you can do a lot of volume. Multifamily, just bigger, might not be as much volume, but just maybe bigger profits. Okay, especially like me that I'm buying. So I'm out there looking direct to seller for deals for me that I wanna buy. And if it doesn't fit my buy box, I get a lot of good deals, a lot of good deals. But if it doesn't fit my buy box, I have a group of investors, my VIP investors, my buyers list, which I'll make sure it's in my show notes, in the notes below, right? It'll be a VIP buyers link. If you wanna jump on that list, actually jump on that list and you'll see our deals are coming up that we're not gonna buy because they don't fit our buy box. Why? Maybe I don't wanna buy an 11 unit outside of Kansas City, right? Maybe even though that 11 unit is making $5,000 gross, right? And I'm selling it for $290,000, the wholesale fee. That's a pretty damn good return. That's a great $300,000, well, $290,000 for an 11 unit that is grossing $5,000 a month in a nice area, in a nice town. That is a killer deal, right? I don't wanna buy it because it's too small for me, right? I wanna buy something bigger, a couple of $1 million or above, or 100 units and above, so it doesn't fit my buy box, but it'll fit a lot of other people's buy box. I think we had like 24 offers on that property, okay, when we send it out, because it was a really good deal, okay? So who did we sell it to? A buyer that I knew personally, right? And he was pretty close with everybody else's offer, but I knew he could close, and he already had properties in that area, in that same city, so I felt really comfortable. So as an end buyer, don't feel bad if you lose some of these deals. Just keep at it, build that relationship with people like me, with other wholesalers. Don't be a dick, don't be an asshole about it. Just stay with it, because it does take a lot of work to get these contracts. It takes a lot of phone calls, it takes a lot of following up to get these contracts, right? And don't bitch and complain either about how much money the wholesaler is gonna make. If it makes sense for you at $290,000 and I got it for a dollar, shouldn't matter, okay? It really shouldn't matter. You're gonna make money, and at that price, that's what it is, right? We all gotta make our money. We all gotta pay our bills, right? So I hope this video was great for you guys. I get asked quite often that you want a wholesale multifamily, and what is the difference? I just told you guys what the difference is. Good luck, good hunting. If you wanna learn also how to get multifamily properties under contract, every once in a while, I have a one day, well, it's the evening, we network, we drink, we eat, and then the whole day, I do a one day event. I'm teaching you how I find all my properties. And why do I do that? Because I wanna find properties together that we can buy together, right? That's really why I wanna do it. Or heck, you could go ahead, make some more money, wholesaling some apartments, buy them for yourself. I'm okay with that, right? I have an abundance mentality. I don't know how long I'll be doing that. If I have any available, any events coming up, they'll also be in the links below in my link tree, and it'll be the off-market event. Cool. Hope you guys enjoyed the video. Don't lose your shirt.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're gonna get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.